This is no man's land between Ukrainian government forces and separatist fighters with the self-declared Donetsk People's Republic. The Russian-backed authorities in Donetsk have given us rare access to the territory they control for the first time since 2017. The city seems more Russian than when we were last here, on the surface at least. The statue of Lenin still stands proud over the main square next to a Russian flag. But there are also vast pro-Russia murals on buildings. This one reads, Russian Donbass. A heart in the colours of the Russian flag sits in the snow-covered park. Destruction from 8 years of conflict is worse near what used to be Donetsk Airport. This was where some of the heaviest fighting took place between pro-Russia separatists and the Ukrainian government forces when conflict started in 2014. Nikolai says he, and many people like him, see little chance of a future with a Ukrainian government wanting closer ties with Europe and NATO.
Russia will help. Putin warned the West, don't dare to put a foot in this region. There is no future with Ukraine unless it changes.
Some residents, like Vladimir, occasionally come to try and repair their homes.
We are between a rock and a hard place. There are no jobs. We are doing our best to survive. Many people say they don't want to go back to Ukraine after what's happened. Either people want independence or to join Russia.
Most of the people that used to live in this neighbourhood are too afraid to return because of the sporadic shelling and now increasing fears of a potential renewed conflict. But there is a side to life in Donetsk that perhaps reflects a determination to live a normal life, especially amongst a young generation, many of whom were children when the conflict started. Many young people have left for Russia or elsewhere in search of jobs. Nightclubs like this one are only open at weekends and have to close when the curfew starts at 10 p.m.
We are separated from the rest of the world. For example, we cannot use international payment systems and it's difficult to get in and out. I travel to Dubai and Europe, but those that can't afford to go out, they just stagnate here.
No matter what happens here, young people are trying to find joy in life. We try our best to live like people do in the rest of the world.
Russia has always denied supporting the separatists militarily, saying the conflict is an internal matter for the Ukrainian government and their opponents to solve. But Russia's influence here seems stronger than ever. Something people say the Ukrainian government and their international backers always fail to understand. Charles Stratford, Al Jazeera, Donetsk.